But those clinical trials have now concluded. He's treated the number of patients required. The results are in. And the FDA won't let him take new patients in the clinical trials. This doesn't mean that the Brzezinski Clinic in Houston cannot take any new patients. There are ways that he can treat people with a variety of his drug, but not the pure essence of the drug, the way that it needs to be taken in the greatest strength that makes it the most effective. The result is that Dr. Brzezinski's practice has essentially been cut in half. He's had to let go half of his staff, and it's a pretty desperate situation. This has very strong financial implications when you can't take new patients. You know, it's very hard to survive that way. And so this is the latest phase in the long-standing war to try and drive Dr. Brzezinski out of business. This has been going on for well over 20 years. It's really shameful.
And the great tragedy is that...
Well, this is Dr. Stan here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story. Hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at, that illusion is usually king. But in the battle for the survival of Christian and Western civilization, it's going to be reality and not illusion or delusion that's going to determine what the future will bring. And I need to remind you of the views expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, and supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views, and well, for the next hour, they're going to be your views, because it's Open Line Wednesday, and we'll talk about whatever you'd like to talk about. But I thought maybe I'd talk a little bit about what's going on financially, because most people really are quite uncertain about what's really taking place here. And are we going to have inflation? Are we going to have a deflation? What's going to happen? Well, we know for the last couple of days, the stock market's been down. The Dow has been down. All the various S&P indicators, everything seems to be off. What does this really mean? Well, what it really means, ladies and gentlemen, is we have a totally fraudulent economy. And basically, of course, what we have is a situation where it's totally managed. It's managed by the central banks, which control the Federal Reserve System, and it's designed a program which is going to enrich them and end up impoverishing the American people. Well, we'd like to hear what you think on this subject or any other thought. So remember our telephone number. It's 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295, and give us a call. We'd love to hear what you think about what's going on. But under any circumstances, why, as we look and see what's transpiring as far as the economy is concerned, why, we find out, for instance, that the insiders, the people who have large holdings of stock, are selling them. Basically, you're talking about a 500 shares sold for every share that's being bought. The people who really know what's going on are certainly not buying stock at the present time. We have stocks that are massively overpriced. We have a price-earnings ratio. A price-earnings ratio should be 8 to 10. You can look at something like Amazon. It's certainly 85 price-earnings ratio. Actually, Amazon isn't even making any profits at the present time. So why are people buying this stock? Well, because it's this whole euphoria. You're going to invest in the stock market. You're going to get wealthy. And I want to let you understand, ladies and gentlemen, that most of the people who are investing in the stock market today are going to lose out and lose out very badly. The bond market, it's only a matter of time before the bond market crashes. Why do I know the bond market is going to crash? Very, very simply, because the bond market is inverse to the interest rate. And the interest rate has gone up almost doubled here in the last several months. And basically, it went up from about 1.5 to 2.5. And basically, as the interest rate on bonds go up, the value of the bonds drop. And here again, of course, if something doesn't happen, an awful lot of people are going to certainly lose their life investment if it's in bonds. And not only that, but you have to understand that so many of the pension funds and the banks are invested in bonds. The bond market is 10 times the size of the stock market. And if bonds take a tumble, the whole economy begins to crumble. Well, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. And you have to understand that it took America almost 200 years to amass $1 trillion in debt. Barack Hussein Obama, who has a phony passport, a phony draft card, a phony passport, he has a phony Social Security number, and suddenly his birth certificate is phony. Barack Hussein Obama is running up a debt of $1 trillion every year. It took us 200 years to get $1 trillion in debt. Barack Hussein Obama ran up the debt almost $6 trillion during his first 4 years in office. We're in real trouble. Our economy is on, suddenly is beginning to slow down. We're losing jobs to other countries, and it's all planned that way. Our number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. It's open lines. Give us a call.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
So you finally decided to start taking a vitamin supplement. Those chewables and tablets are fine if you don't mind paying for something that is only absorbed about 4 to 6%. However, a liquid supplement can have a 90% absorption rate if you choose the right one. Youngevity offers a wide variety of liquid supplements with a 90% absorption rate or more. Beyond Tangy Tangerine may be the best one ever invented. It starts as a liquid, then is freeze-dried like those instant coffees into a crystal. Then all you have to do is add a couple of scoops to water. No refrigeration, no fuss, no mess. Not only do you get a complete multiple vitamin, Beyond Tangy Tangerine also has minerals, and it tastes fantastic. You'll want to drink it all day long. So the next time you reach for a vitamin supplement, reach for Beyond Tangy Tangerine from Youngevity. For more information or to order, call 1-800-991-8730. That's 1-800-991-8730 and ask about business opportunities.
You know Monday is the day before Tuesday. You know Tuesday is the day before Wednesday. You know Christmas Eve is the day before Christmas. And you know New Year's Eve is the day before New Year's Day. But you don't always know the day before. You don't know the day before an emergency happens. You don't know the day before a tornado or an act of terrorism. You don't know the day before an earthquake or power outage. And by the time you do know it was the day before, it's already too late. You know it's a good idea to be prepared. And we're airing this message to make sure you know freezedryguy.com is ready to help with your emergency preparedness needs, including great tasting, long-lasting freeze-dried foods and dehydrated foods. Go to freezedryguy.com. That's freezedryguy.com. Or call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD. You know today is the day to take action. Tomorrow may be too late.
this is Dr. Stan. I want to ask my producer to get our son, our engineer out here. We're having a little trouble on the board, but right now, of course, I remind you, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295, and give us a call. Of course, we'd love to talk to you about whatever you'd like to talk about. But I think it's so vitally important people understand that the economy of this country is in real trouble. It's beginning to contract, and the average individual has very little idea of what's going on. So let's just do some of the other statistics here, but it's open lines. I'm hoping you'll give us a call because we really don't have anything specifically planned. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or here in the Central Coast of California at 464-8295. But according to a recent survey, 55% of all Americans have received money from the safety net programs run by the federal government at some point of their lives. And ladies and gentlemen, according to our form of government, the form of government that was given to us from our founders, why the federal government was never to provide for the people, because they recognize that a government that can provide for you from the cradle to the grave has to be able to control you from the cradle to the grave. And our founders certainly put limitations on what the federal government could do. And one of those limitations was it was not to provide for the people. Matters dealing with life and liberty and property were to be taken care of at the state level rather than at the national level. But unfortunately, this has been forgotten. And basically, why, of course, we have real problems as a result of that. And we're going to be back here in just a moment. Under any circumstances, if you're out there in the listening audience, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. But basically what you have to understand, ladies and gentlemen, is that today we have 100 million people on Medicare and Medicaid, and there's just simply no way that this thing can work and work efficiently. And basically it's simply taking us into bankruptcy. And then, of course, we have almost 60 million people on Social Security at the present time. And we're trying to get some little things squared away here on the board. Oh, we've got a caller coming in. And if you're out there in the listening audience, you have something you'd like to talk about, give us a call at 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. And let's go to Herman. Herman, are you there? Herman, are you there?
Yes. Yes, I am.
You go right ahead.
I check in with Cutting Edge Weekly Newsletter. It's at cuttingedge.org. And David Bay has a great article today. And it's about the fact that this so-called terror alert has been brought about because they're trying to cover up the massive NSA problem that they have. In fact, even the New York Times admits that these intensive terror warnings were a smokescreen designed to hide the mounting fury over the total personal surveillance which the NSA has been carrying out for many, many years. So that was an article on August 5th, just a couple of days ago. And, of course, I know your program, you have been talking about Project Echelon for at least over a decade. So it's not as if some people didn't know about it. And the European leaders are complicit in this.
Well, I certainly agree with you, Herman. I think it's vitally important that people understand that the people who want a dictatorship in America, that we call them the Brotherhood of Darkness, these people of great wealth who tie into the Luciferian organizations. And basically, of course, if you, you go into the background, they have been developing this whole technique for monitoring us from the cradle to the grave, just like it's talked about in George Orwell's 1984. They have their cameras on every place out there so they can watch you. Basically, they have been listening to our telephone conversations long before ever this phony war on terrorism came about. And Sydney, this is Project Echelon. Anybody can look it up on the internet. And basically, it's been there for a long, long time, probably at least 20 years or more, where they've been listening to the telephone conversations of our people and Sydney. Then, of course, we have dossiers. They have dossiers. They have a CIA dossier. They have an FBI dossier. They have a DARPA dossier. They have another Office of Homeland Security dossier. And basically, all of these are being used for monitoring us. The average individual really doesn't understand what's going on. But this has been under plan for a long, long time. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-295. But we are moving rapidly towards a dictatorship. Everybody talks about how terrible Edward Snowden is. To have had the audacity to come forward and tell the American people that the government is violating all of the laws. We have laws against certainly infringing on people's telephone calls, infringing on people's privacy. But this is being done. Oh, well, we're doing this to protect you from the wicked terrorists. Ladies and gentlemen, we are financing the terrorists. We finance this whole world terrorist movement since its inception. If you actually sit down and watch the Twin Towers come down, you realize this is a controlled demolition. And basically, the average American doesn't understand that you watch Building 7 come down, a typical controlled demolition. How did it happen? I don't know how it happened. I don't know who did it. Was it one of our intelligence agencies? But I can tell you that nothing we've been told about what happened on September 11, 2001 is true. All you need to do is look at the pictures of Shanksville in Pennsylvania, where these planes supposedly crashed then into the ground, nose down, but there was no wreckage at the site. The wreckage was over a diameter of about 8 miles. The plane was shot down. Of course, you heard this, oh my goodness, let's roll, how the courageous passengers on the plane decided to rush the hijackers, and it was all simply a scam. The plane was shot down. There was no wreckage where that plane hit the ground. And the same thing is true at the Pentagon, the hole in the Pentagon, where supposedly this major plane went right on through. That hole in the Pentagon was supposed to absorb a 757 plane, was about 14 to 16 feet wide and 14 to 16 feet high. And there were no wings there. There was no motors. There was no nothing. I talked to a lady who was actually in the Pentagon at the time. She came out through the hole. And there was no wreckage inside the Pentagon. There, adjacent to her office, was she and her child survived. But she was immediately contacted by government agents who told her never to tell what she saw. Why didn't they wanted to tell what she saw? Because the American people would realize that this was not a terrorist attack. This was something else. And right now, something I can't even hear on my... Somebody changed one of the wires, and I no longer can hear through my earphones. So we obviously detached something just a moment or two ago. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. Give us a call. We'd love to hear from you. But well, right now, of course, we're having a little problem here at the place. Herman, are you still there?
Yes, I'm there.
I can't hear Herman.
Okay, but I...
We're connected to Herman, but I can't hear him. Something happened just a moment or two ago, and we suddenly lost all sound, so I'm not quite certain what happened. Under any circumstances, I would play some music. See, I don't think the music's going to work.
Hello.
No, music isn't going to work either. Here. So we've got to have some...
New song?
Brand new, first time in the air. Brand new, my eye. Get a white through that.
Okay, fine. Well, give us a telephone call. It's 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. And we'll be back here in just a moment at Radio Liberty. And suddenly I can hear. Well, this is Dr. Stan, and suddenly I'm hearing again. So things are looking up for our side. Herman, are you still there?
how he is now.
Okay, yes. Fine. Go right ahead. Again, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. Yes, Dr. Stan, can you hear me?
I can hear you. Yeah, go ahead.
Okay, I just want to finish my comments.
You go right ahead.
I'd like to suggest to your listeners to go and rent a movie on Netflix. It's called The Lives of Others. It's produced in Germany. It's based on the true story of an East German officer for their security service, intelligence service, how they spied on the lives of ordinary Germans. In this case, this were some theater people, and it ended up in a suicide of a prominent German actress, but a very tragic story, and then the officer finally had a change of heart, and he did his best to short-circuit the system. It's a wonderful, wonderful movie. It's not a violent movie, it really goes to the heart of where we are headed here in America. It's called The Lives of Others, and it's a very poignant story. Thank you.
That's fine. Thank you, Herman. Thank you very much for telling us about that. It's been sort of a bad day. We've had all sorts of real problems, administrative problems here, technical problems. But our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. And give us a call. We'd love to hear from you and see if we can get things straightened out here in the studio. But we'd love to get your thoughts. We'll talk about whatever you want to. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. Give us a call.
You already know that calcium is important, but did you know that calcium cannot be absorbed without magnesium? That's a fact. And the calcium that isn't absorbed calcifies your soft muscle tissues. Haven't you ever wondered what's really causing all your muscle aches? I'm Pat Sullivan, the founder of Jigsaw Health. I created Jigsaw Magnesium with SRT to solve my own magnesium deficiency problems. You see, magnesium helps people feel younger because magnesium keeps the soft tissues from calcifying. This helps you sleep better at night and feel more energized during the day. Call 888-352-5050 and we'll explain why Jigsaw Magnesium with sustained release technology is so much better than any drugstore magnesium supplement. Mention this radio ad and receive $5 off your order. 888-352-5050, jigsawmagnesium.com.
Americans love pills. America's 40 million seniors will have consumed 1.6 trillion pills during their lifetime, not counting vitamin pills. This is health journalist Bill Sardi. Americans are living longer an additional 18 years after they reach age 65. How will senior Americans spend that time? You've got it, taking more and more pills to treat more and more disease. We need a better approach. How about a pill that promotes health rather than treats disease? That's where a pill I formulated comes in. It's called Longevinix, and it's a well-tested combination of herbs and vitamins proven to trigger genes activated by a limited-calorie diet, even mimicking physical exercise. Longevinix promotes healthy vision, heart pumping, immune response, blood clotting, and even mood. Call 1-866-405-4000 to order today. Healthy aging. Longevinix. Get started before you grow old. Call now, 1-866-405-4000.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll-free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
Do you enjoy cooking? Would you like to learn the culinary secret that Barbara uses to enhance the flavor of Dr. Stan's food? Who's Barbara? She's Dr. Stan's wife. And what's her secret? She uses the delicious spices produced by Old Westport Spice and Trading Company. After using and enjoying their products for almost 20 years, Dr. Stan and Barbara decided they should offer their favorites to you. If you would like to please your family and enhance the flavor of your food, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. I suggest you call today. Once again, the telephone number is 800-544-8927. 800-544-8927.
Hello, this is Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty. Things are all in good shape here in the studio. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. Give us a call. We'd love to hear from you. It's open lines. But right now, we have Jim calling from Michigan. Hi, Jim. How are we doing?
Good, Dr. Stan. How are you?
I'm doing just fine. What part of Michigan are you from?
Flint.
Okay.
Outskirts of Flint, Michigan.
All right, fine. Glad to have you, Jim, from Flint. Yeah. Do you have a question or comment?
Just a comment. You know, I'm probably one of the few people that would say this, but I mean, in analyzing everything, I really don't have a problem with the government listening in on my conversations, or even, for that matter, necessarily looking at me. If you really... What are they going to look at? I mean, or what are they going to listen to? Let's pretend they're listening to this conversation right now. Who cares? They're not listening. They're listening for nefarious things. They're not listening.
Jim. Jim, have you read my book, Brotherhood of Darkness?
No, I haven't.
Well, mate, could I suggest, if you don't want to buy the book, go up to my website, radioliberty.com, and suddenly go to the part where it says videos, and you can find this. And basically, this is a story that goes into the fact that there are secret societies that control America. And basically, they are Luciferian. They are using the military and financial power of America to bring about a world dictatorship. They're killing people all throughout the world. They certainly were behind the communists, certainly, in their slaughter of about 60 million of their own people. We're in the process today of funding the rebels over there in Syria. They've killed about 100,000 people there. We go behind the Chinese communists, but you've probably never heard of the Great Hunger, have you? Between 1958 and 1962, the Chinese communists, who were backed and put in power by our own government or by this Brotherhood of Darkness, starved to death between 41 and 44 million people. And if you think these people are just nice people who just love everything and love everybody, I think you're mistaken. Maybe you're not concerned about freedom, but I am. And basically, our founding fathers feared government. That's why they limited the power of the federal government. If you think it's a great idea, why, you have a right to do that. But I will tell you that one day you'll rue the day where you're not concerned, because there are people who want to take away our freedom, who are killing people in America today by suppressing treatments for cancer, by promoting new diseases. And this is one reason why suddenly our longevity is dropping in America. They have a genocidal program. But go right ahead, Jim. You seem to like these people.
No, I certainly don't like everything the government does. But I guess what I'm saying is, if it means more, we live in different times now, and it's less secure for sure. But, you know, if they're in there, if they're in some part of the country listening to me, talking to Aunt Nellie to see if I'm up to anything nefarious, all the more power to them. They should be.
I mean, they should be listening to our conversations, because they're good and we might be evil. Is that it?
Because we might be evil.
I mean, what about if they are evil and they're looking for a reason to kill you? What do you think about a government that backed the Chinese communists, that killed between 40 and 44 million people, starved them to death between 58 and 62? Have you ever heard about that?
No, I haven't.
Of course you haven't, but why don't you, do you have access to a computer?
Well, of course.
Well, go up there and look up the Great Hunger. Some people say it was only 30 million, but we've researched this. It was about 40 to 44 million people. And the reason you've never heard of it is because the media is controlled. Matter of fact, most of what people think is controlled, but go right ahead. You have your statement and say you like these people. You want them to be able to listen to. You trust the people in government. Why, that's your right. Go ahead.
Yeah, I'm not saying that I necessarily trust everything that they do, but at the same time, I don't think they're listening to every single conversation from every single person. I think they're selective, and they're selective for a reason.
No, they're not. They record every program. They don't listen to every program. They're listened to by a computer.
Okay,
the way the system works, they record every program. Pardon me, they record every conversation, or they read every email, and they read every fax. And they simply keep, because they want to know who you are, what you're thinking, and when the time comes to start rounding people up, why, of course, they'll round people up who are a danger to the country, a danger to this ruling elite. And maybe you don't even have to be a danger. Are you a Christian?
Yes, of course.
Well, then very, very well. They may very well target you because you're a Christian. After all, they certainly back the people who killed all those Jews over in Germany. And they certainly would have nothing against killing Christians here in America. We back the countries over there in the Near East and Middle East that have driven the Christians out. We installed, our army installed a nation under Sharia law in both Afghanistan and Iraq. We put that into the Constitution. And the Christians have been driven out of those countries. Is that good or bad?
I like the idea of Christians taking, spreading the word throughout the world.
Hold that thought. We'll be back in a moment here.
Hi, this is Joyce Riley, and most of you now know why so many people agree that Miracle 2 soap really is a miracle. Miracle 2 products are now being used by farmers and ranchers to increase their yield. Mechanics and machinists use it in their shops. Chiropractors and physicians are using Miracle 2, and the uses are simply too numerous to mention. Dr. Stan and the folks at Radio Liberty knew right away that the listeners would benefit tremendously by using Miracle 2 products. You can enjoy the benefits of Miracle 2 and help Radio Liberty continue to broadcast Dr. Stan's message by calling 800-544-8927 to order your Miracle 2 today. After you've tried Miracle 2 around the house, you'll probably do just what so many others have done, get rid of all those toxic cleaners and chemicals under your sink. Call Radio Liberty and order your Miracle 2 today. 800-544-8927. 800-544-8927. Dr. Stan Monteith and so many listeners know that Miracle 2 soap isn't just soap. It's a miracle.
For many decades, these great United States have had security and plenty because of the thousands of small farms which supply our every nutritional need. For generations, these dedicated men and women have supplied us with fresh food at reasonable cost. There is a chance that our food supply could be cut off in the event of a national emergency. You should carefully consider planting your own home garden. A seed bank from seedcatalog.com will make it almost easy. A seed bank contains every seed you'll need to plant a basic survival garden. All heirloom and all ready for you to create that special, necessary outdoor resource. Where can you find out more? Call 888-866-9132 or go to seedcatalog.com. Call 888-866-9132 right now and order seed for this year's garden. Seedcatalog.com.
So you finally decided to start taking a vitamin supplement. Those chewables and tablets are fine if you don't mind paying for something that is only absorbed about 4 to 6%. However, a liquid supplement can have a 90% absorption rate if you choose the right one. Youngevity offers a wide variety of liquid supplements with a 90% absorption rate or more. Beyond Tangy Tangerine may be the best one ever invented. It starts as a liquid, then is freeze-dried like those instant coffees into a crystal. Then all you have to do is add a couple of scoops to water. No refrigeration, no fuss, no mess. Not only do you get a complete multiple vitamin, Beyond Tangy Tangerine also has minerals, and it tastes fantastic. You'll want to drink it all day long. So the next time you reach for a vitamin supplement, reach for Beyond Tangy Tangerine from Youngevity. For more information or to order, call 1-800-991-8730. That's 1-800-991-8730 and ask about business opportunities.
22 years after defining the keyboard workstation with the legendary M1, Korg
announces our most powerful and comprehensive from Michigan. Jim doesn't think there's anything wrong with them listening to our telephone calls. He's not concerned that they listen into, they're keeping records of everything he does. He thinks that these are, it's all being done to protect us from the wicked people. But of course, then who are the wicked people? Why, they're the terrorists. And we've been funding the terrorist movement since its inception. We have a book called The Devil's Game that goes into the background of how the Muslim Brotherhood was first financed by MI6 and then picked up by the CIA following World War II. And we're still financing the Muslim Brotherhood on one hand and then fighting it with the other. Jim, parting thought, and we'll let you go.
No, just my parting thought was that, you know, if they, I think you have some good messages. I'm for some. I'm not necessarily for all of them. But if they control all of the media, then how would it be that yourself would be on the air, as well as some other people who are contradictory to what they do?
Because there are a few people that own radio stations, like we own a radio station, and we've gone to a lot of harm, a lot of expense to do it, hundreds of thousands of dollars of our own money we put in, so we have an outreach. And then, of course, we want to mention that the fellow up there in Sydney who controls the radio station that you're listening to, these are Christian patriots, but we have to pay them to be on. We don't get on for nothing. We don't get $50 million like Rush Limbaugh does, not to reveal the truth, but to conceal it. But, Jim, God bless. Keep listening. And God. Okay, let's go to our next caller. And our next caller is Joe from New Jersey. And, Sydney, Joe, do you agree with Jim or not?
Well, I'd like to tell this to Jim. Would he do that to somebody and sort of like eavesdrop on their conversations? I find that immoral and sneaky for somebody to want to do something like that. And that's my private space. How dare anybody try to sneak in and try to listen to what I am talking about? That is none of their business.
Okay, fine, Jim. Anything else you'd like to, Joel, anything else you'd like to say?
That's all I got to say. Jim, stop eavesdropping on other people. Good night.
Okay, God bless. Okay, fine. Let's go to Dee, who's calling us from Post Falls, Idaho. And again, our number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY. Hi, Dee, do you have a question or comment?
Yeah, I had some comments. I wanted to highly commend to your audience the conversation you had today at 4 o'clock Pacific with Larry Pratt on Obamacare. This is an existential threat to liberty, and the last chance we have is to defund Obamacare. In fact, I'm adding that to my internet search terms. As you know, I'm trying to mount a campaign to or on awareness, and when we do enter search terms, they are watching us. And I think it's very important to oppose this. As you know, we fought it tooth and nail to avoid the exchange here in Idaho. We failed in that battle, but we do have this one last chance.
Well, I certainly appreciate what you're doing, and basically what we need to do is get people to understand that once you get Obamacare in, you'll never get rid of it. The purpose for it is to bankrupt this country. Basically, we're already bankrupt. We're morally bankrupt, but we're financially bankrupt. The real city, the GAAP, that's the General Accepted Accounting Principle, deficit of America is well over, $86, $87 trillion. It'll never be repaid. They could take all the money that is being collected, certainly in taxes, all the money that the people earn and every corporation earns, and put it all into the federal government. We still couldn't actually pay the debts that we incur every single year. Basically, this is a one-way road to destruction. That's what this is all about. That's what Cloward and Piven wrote back in 1966. That's Cloward and Piven. Two communists writing in, I believe, The Nation magazine said the way to destroy America is to bankrupt us financially. And that's exactly what Mr. Obama is intent upon doing. Go right ahead, dude.
It is Cloward and Piven indeed. But what we have here is the government that's trying to play God and be all things to all people. And the chilling statistic you mentioned before is that 50% have got some sort of a social safety net, a check from the government. And so therefore, they are going to have a tendency to worship government as opposed to the true. I worship the true God, Yahweh, and his son, Jesus Christ. And I would recommend that people read their Bible, because in these turbulent times, it's the only truth that there is.
I certainly agree with you. Well, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-2295. And if you have a question or comment, we'd love to hear from you. We'll talk about whatever you would like to talk about. Well, Dee, basically, what are you doing up there in Sydney, Post Falls, Idaho, to try to get people concerned about what's happening as far as our Sydney of massive deficits are concerned, about Obamacare, which is going to restrict how they're going to be able to get medical care, and how are we going to get people to understand that our founding fathers didn't trust government? That's why they created a government with limitations on what it could do, and the federal government was never to be concerned about the individual. That is dealing with life and health and finances. They were all to be taken care of at the state and local level. The only thing the federal government was ready to do was to, you know, deal with matters, trade between the states and foreign policy and having an army to defend the nation. But the purpose of the federal government was never to have anything to do with the life or liberty or property of the individual.
Indeed. The founders referred to bind the government with the chains of the Constitution so that it doesn't get out of bounds. George Washington said that the federal government was a dangerous taskmaster. It was like fire. If you get fire beyond the edges of the fire pit, then it'll set fire to a lot of things you don't want it to set fire to. I'm going to let you go with that.
Okay, fine. One of the quotations was, government is like fire. It's a dangerous servant, but a fearful master. Government like fire, a dangerous servant, but a fearful master. Well, our telephone number, 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-295. If you got a question or comment, give us a call. We'd love to hear from you. We'll talk about whatever you'd like to talk about. I mean, do you agree with Joe? Do you believe Joe calling from New Jersey? I should say Jim calling. Jim had called, and Jim was in Flint, Michigan, and he doesn't think there's anything wrong with the government listening to our telephone calls. After all, we're not going to say anything that's dangerous, but he really doesn't understand. They kill people. I mean, basically, they killed President Kennedy. There's no question that they killed President Kennedy. And basically, all you need to do is read and study about that. And they kill people on a regular basis. And basically, anybody who stands up against the government is basically in danger. Their lives are in danger. They kill families. They killed 100,000 people in Syria. And where is the outcry from the American religious leaders about the fact that we're financing the terrorists and the civil war over there and we're killing people in Syria? And nobody's talking about it. Nobody's even speaking about the fact that recently, and we have the editorial from the New York Times, the American Attorney General, Mr. Holder, sent a message to his counterpart in Russia, asking, of course, that Edward Snowden be returned, and assuring the Russian counterpart that we would neither ask for the death penalty nor torture Mr. Snowden. We would not ask for the death penalty or torture him. Have you heard any of our listeners, any of our ministers, any of our religious leaders speaking out and saying, hey, we shouldn't be torturing people? Because we do. That's the official policy of our government. And a government that will torture people, I really don't trust. Well, let's go to Herman again. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 464-8295, and Herman, go right ahead.
Yes, I'd like to address Joe back in New Jersey and suggest that he talk to or check out the stories of the East German people. I mean, you can go anywhere in the communist world, but East Germany in particular, where every 18th or 19th person was an informer on his fellow citizens. And this wonderful movie, I don't know if I got it on the air earlier, but it's called The Lives of Others. It was made in Germany. It's a true story of East Germany and this individual who worked for the East German security apparatus who was paid to listen in on through the phone and sound devices in the man's apartment, one of the top cultural figures in East Germany, and how it destroyed people's lives, and including ending up in suicide for one of the most gifted people. It's called The Lives of Others. It's a poignant, poignant story. I would encourage anyone listening to rent it from Netflix or wherever you can, or you can buy it on Amazon. It's a wonderful, wonderful story, and the man is still alive. It's featured at the end, who actually participated. And once he realized that the system was evil, he did short-circuit his part in it, and then he was demoted to a letter sorter for the rest of his career until East Germany collapsed. So it is a wonderful but sad movie to watch. And this could be the future of our country.
I think
all the lives of others.
I agree with you, Herman. The thing is that people do not understand you cannot trust government. Our founding fathers didn't trust government. The history of mankind is always that government is taking the freedom away from individuals. America was unique and different because our founders created a constitution to take the chains off of the people and put the chains onto government, because they believe that that government governs best, that governs the least, and they wanted to limit the power of government. Liberty and limited government are synonymous. Tyranny and total government are synonymous, and our government is not interested in protecting us. They are interested in controlling us. That's what, listening to our telephone conversations, that's why certainly they have dossiers on people. That's why they certainly record permanently every email, certainly every fax that you send. Those are permanently recorded. And that's why they're so furious with Edward Snowden, because he told the American people the truth. And they don't want the people to know the truth. Well, let's go to Bruce, who's calling us from Spokane. Again, our number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. Hi, Bruce. Do you have a question or comment?
I have a comment. I just got back from a backyard barbecue with a group of home daycare providers that were shut down by our own state government. Basically, the impossibility of complying with state regulations, interference completely into their own homes, regulations that would change virtually from day to day. And what they're trying to do is close down all homeowner daycare programs and turn everything over to the state. There's billions of dollars of income that are going out to private daycare providers. And they don't, the state does not want to allow that at all.
I think that may be very well true, Bruce, but they also want to control the minds of our children. And basically, if these children are going to a day school where they're going to get indoctrinated in Christianity and certainly a personal relationship with our Lord Jesus Christ, government hates that. Because they control government, have an intense hatred of Christianity. This is what people find so difficult to believe, that the people who are doing this understand exactly what they're doing. Destroy the faith of the This is the position of the people who get into government and with an intense hatred of Christianity because they want the minds of our children.
Well, how about the separation of church and state? They don't believe in what they try to impose on the rest of us, then, do they?
Of course not. This whole idea of separation of church and state was to destroy Christianity. That's, basically,
in our schools.
In their schools today, they can teach the Muslim faith. In some of our schools, they even have the children, go through all the Muslim prayers to understand about it. But if you try to do that with Christianity, you'd immediately have the ACLU down on you, because the ACLU is really the anti-Christian lawyers union, not the American Civil Liberties Union. But go ahead.
I do know that. Now, it was, astonishing the travesty that is happening now. The power that, we have a very left-wing government in Washington State. It is supposedly the most educated, one of the most educated states in the 50 states. However, at the same time, it's also the most liberal and the least church state in the union too. So, that being said, they are very antagonistic to all sorts of freedom, all sorts of liberty, and the Department of Early Learning was just had a meeting with three of our state legislators, and this daycare provider advocate is now a fiery advocate for parental rights and the rights of daycare. They sat down with the head of the Department of Early Learning, and it was within a few minutes, all three of the legislators were on the side of the daycare provider and just furious about the inroads that the DEL, Department of Early Learning, had made in our state. And they are closing them down left and right.
Well, I think that we need to get the information out, Bruce. You call our other program in the afternoon. We can get that out as well.
And I can have that advocate talking to you.
Okay, God bless.
All right, get in touch with us. God bless you. Take care.
Thank
you.
Have a good evening. Bye-bye. Okay, let's go to Sherry calling from the Tri-Cities. Hi, Sherry. How are you doing? Oh, we lost Sherry, but Sherry, call right back. I pushed the wrong button there. Sherry, if you're out there listening, please give us a call and we'll get you on. But basically, ladies and gentlemen, there is an organized effort to destroy Christianity in America. That is why they certainly, in Engel versus Vitale, I believe it was 1962, they took God and prayer out of our schools. And certainly it was because the Supreme Court at that time was controlled by the Masons. The Masons controlled, had five justices on the Supreme Court. Four of the Masons voted to take God and prayer out of our schools at that time. And basically, they knew exactly what they were doing. But you see, at this standard, Masonry has its foundation in the mystery religions of antiquity. And if you haven't read my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, you really need to get it. If you're out there in the listening audience, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, and we inadvertently cut Sherry off in Tri-Cities. If you'd like to give us a call again, we'd love to get her on and talk about whatever she'd like to talk about. But people have to understand that you either have a nation where you limit the power of government and people can govern themselves, or you simply have an immoral society and you have to have a dictatorship. And basically what's happened here in America